happened early Friday morning, a train derailment inside the CN Rail Tunnel, and all weekend long, Port Huron City Manager James Freed has been getting updates from CN and joins us now with the latest information to pass along. James, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What do we know at this time about the derailment and the aftermath of it?
Well, we don't know, anything at all about what possibly could have caused that. That's something for the NTSB and their investigation to determine. But I will tell you, we've had a host of resources from all around the country, whether that be the EPA, whether that be Homeland Security, Emergency Management. It's like alphabet soup down there of everyone who's down there right now making sure that this is handled properly. So from what we know, and based on my briefings, there's about 40 to 50 cars derailed inside the tunnel. They've split the train up. They removed all the good cars, cars that could be towed away and taken away. They also had about 13,000 gallons of sulfuric acid spill as well. But luckily, because it's in a concrete tube with concrete basins at the bottom, that material is all contained. And they have begun the process of removing that throughout the weekend. And they think they have the most of it, if not all of it, removed. And they should be able to validate that all of it is removed later on today.
Well, that's certainly
good.
It's
contained. It's a liquid. So there's no public safety threat. There was no danger to the public. But it was to responders who were supposed to get the rail cars out. They have to get that cleaned out so they can go down there and remove the remaining cars. So now over the course of the next couple of days and weeks, they'll begin busting up those cars and clearing the tunnel.
Days and weeks. So it's going to be a while. And this is going to cause some...
Well, you really don't know.
Well,
you don't
right.
know until you get in there and start pulling it apart. And they don't have a timeline. But based on what our first responders are coming on the ground, it's pretty bad down there.
This is one of those cases where, as bad as it is, it certainly could have been worse, couldn't it?
Yeah, it always could have been worse. But there's plans in place, there's contingencies in place, there's rules about what can go through the tunnel and how it can be transported through the tunnel to eliminate variables to keep it as safe as possible. And CN has an incredible host of assets to address these situations, and they're doing that. And we'll hold a press conference later on this afternoon. We're working on that right now to give a full status update to the community and really allow the press to ask questions to the boots on the ground.
Right. Okay. Well, that's certainly good. And they've been pretty good about providing updates. And this has, by the way, and this is not necessarily what you want when it comes to national attention, but this has been a national news story over the last few days.
Well, it's been an international news story. We've done interviews with the BBC in London. We've done interviews with the San Francisco Gate. We've also drafted a memo for the presidential midday briefing for the President of the United States on this.
All right. So everybody is in the know, and we'll hope for a good outcome. Meanwhile, later today, the Port Huron City Council, in an unrelated story,
quick, Paul,
please.
Before we go on, I do want to thank our Port Huron firefighters. A lot of people may not understand this, but we are one of the few certified hazmat teams in the region. So the Port Huron Fire Department has been on scene providing hazmat services and support since the incident happened. And so it's been a couple squelcher hot days out there in the sun that those teams of people have been sitting out there preparing in case anything happens that they can help.
Sure. When something like this happens, everybody has to snap into action quickly, and they've certainly...
Well, we talk about training. The Port Huron Fire Department is one of the most highly sophisticated, highly trained agencies in the state of Michigan. And then within 24 hours, you had a confined space rope rescue where a sailor had fallen into a hole in the Hollyhock, and our guys were able to get him out. And then within 24 hours, you had a train derailment. And so there's a reason why the Port Huron Fire Department trains and trains and trains, and the reason why they're the most sophisticated and trained in the state, because we have two international crossings, we have ports of entry, and a lot is required out of them. And so, I give a lot of props and kudos to Chief Nicholson and his team.
Very good job, indeed. City Council has a special meeting set for later today to address what to do about marijuana sales in Port Huron. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to hash it out tonight, sit around the table and figure out what's going on.
At a meeting set for what time? 4:20, is that right?
No pun intended. It's too easy.
Thought so.
Here's what happened, Paul. The state, the ballot initiative goes through, and it gave the state time to establish rules and procedures. Well, there was no point in us developing our own rules and procedures until the state had clarified what their rules and procedures are. And that was done towards the end of June. They kind of clarified how this is all going to roll out, how it's going to work. And that provides a much more clear picture for the mayor and council to draft appropriate legislation on how they want to handle this.
All right, 5:30 at the Municipal Office Center today for that meeting. Look forward to hearing
we're
that.
Having it in the public meeting room,
yep.
Because we probably think we're going to get a crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm inundated with calls on this.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. So,
you know, here's the thing about the marijuana, the way it's regulated at the state. You know, if you think you're going to go out and run a storefront and start selling dope, it's just not going to happen that way. It's a lot more stringent. There's a lot more barriers to entry. And so I think it'll be a limited amount of people who are even capable of entering this market at this point.
Right. All right. Well, we'll hear more on that later. James, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for the update. And we'll talk again very soon.
All right, Paul.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.